Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today I want to talk about organization. But first, I want to share that I've come up with a fitting group name to refer to all my blog readers, social media followers, YouTube viewers, patrons, and podcast listeners, Red Shirts. I think it's perfect as it fits with the origins of the name of the blog, which is where all this started. I've got ideas for some themed t-shirts that will, of course, be red, that I'll be adding to my Teespring store. I'm going to set up a poll to share across all my social media to get input on which designs and sayings you like and want to see me share. I'd also like some feedback on prices, as it won't do any good to make them available if I use an expensive shirt option that no one buys. Once I get the poll up and get some results, I'll post those on the blog. Now on to today's topic. Organization is important in all of our life, for work, home, and play. And at work, I get so busy at year end, because I support payroll and accounting software, so all our clients go nuts as they call in for help with closing out their calendar years, their fiscal years, preparing for their processing of W-2s, 1099s, and 1095s. You know, tax forms for all of you non-US listeners. And in all the chaos, I end up hastily scrawling notes everywhere on note paper, on scrap paper, on index cards, and soon I end up with this mess of barely legible notes mixed in with the notes about client issues I've dealt with and so forth. And this ends up creating a whole new project when things finally slow down, and it can take hours to track down all these notes and organize them into the correct categories. It would be a lot easier to have my system that I know and I'll use it and stick with it, especially during those super busy periods when chaos strikes, because it's always easier to do it right the first time. And today I started dropping all the random thoughts that have been swirling around in my mind because it's just been crazy, so I can get them out of my mind or before I forget them. And I also forgot to grab my notebook before I ran errands today, so I picked up a new mini notebook. So I plotted out today's podcast and made a list of the things I need to do for personal things around the house and then for blog and gaming-related things. I also prioritized them, and after finishing up and sharing today's podcast, I need to put together my final notes for the games I plan to run next week, or the week after, at Marmalade Dog, and in just a few more weeks at GaryCon. And after being so busy and focused on work, I've let all these new ideas for projects I keep getting become a new focus before I organize those thoughts, and before I've organized all the thoughts scattered on these loose note cards. And of course, due to the busyness of year-end and some other family issues that were stressing me out, I took a break from the podcast in December and also from the Wednesday night game on Roll20. And while I've returned to podcasting, I just don't have anything left during the week to be a fun and engaged player. And so most frustratingly, the past two Wednesdays at work have been totally crazy, and I've worked past normal quitting time, and then been so tired that I've actually fallen asleep in my desk chair when I got to the end of whatever I was working on. I'm missing the start time of the game, plus I don't have the energy to do it anyway. And so this weekend, I just need to get all these loose notes to the appropriate notebook or computer file, and then maintain adherence to the system. Because my system works when I use it. And I hate to lose time redoing these notes, which is what happens. You take the notes because you're in a hurry, but then when things slow down, you got to find the note, figure out what it says because you wrote it quickly, put it where it belongs, and you end up taking at least as much time as it would have taken originally. So you're not really saving any time. But with the constant rush, 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 and the instant interruptions, and it just overrode all thought of adhering to my normal organization system. And so with my focus short-circuited, it's also affected being able to keep up with healthy eating and weight loss. A few weeks ago, I started scanning a box of genealogy stuff, and now it's sitting there just waiting for me to finish. Now, it really needs to be done, but my desk area for both work and home, they're both disasters. It mirrors the chaos and the indecisiveness that my cluttered mind experiences when I'm under constant immediate deadlines and the having to deal with stressed colleagues, stressed clients, and family issues. Unfortunately, I don't do well unloading my stress when to me it's like the input is a funnel of infinite height and the output is a trickle. The stress overrides rational thought and it's easy to fall into bad habits of scribbling notes down and so forth. And this also applies to gaming, because I started scribbling the same type of notes related to game ideas or blog ideas or podcast ideas on scraps of paper instead of my current game idea notebook. I shouldn't be doing that. I need to be on top of all the information, whether it's personal information, work information, or RPG information, and keep it organized as I go. Related to that, I've got a YouTube video idea for online organization that illustrates one way to organize things online, and I've been meaning to do a new YouTube video for months, and things keep happening. Every time I get ready to record or think I'm going to be ready to record, something happens. So hopefully, today or tomorrow, I'll be getting this short video out. And while I'm not close to a launch announcement, because there's still a lot up in the air, I had some ideas for structuring the Kickstarter for my card game. And I'm trying to get all the preparation for the technical side, like production and fulfillment and the Kickstarter page planned out and the campaign focused so that the work of the launching it, the running it, and fulfilling the Kickstarter is smooth. And I had one idea for either a stretch goal or a backer level to have a coupon for a free copy, plus of shipping, of course, of the playtest deck that I built when I first had the idea for this game. So that once the Kickstarter funds, backers will get an email and they can get these rough cards with my design with the free and public domain art on it so they can start playing and sharing with their friends. And I think that's pretty cool to make that a Kickstarter exclusive idea to limit the number of those ugly things out there. But if somebody really wants one of them, they could get one. And in preparation for the Kickstarter, I want to have the art either done or well on its way before launching so that the pre-production is wrapped up quickly so that production and shipping can be wrapped up before December. So I need to be launching here pretty soon for all that to happen, but I sure think it's doable. I'm also going to put together a page on my blog where you can sign up for announcements when the Kickstarter launches. I also have an idea for a t-shirt for backers of the Kickstarter, but it'll be a separate thing that backers can get a code for an exclusive t-shirt if they want it, or maybe have it for a certain tier. But that's all part of my plan. Stretch goals and add-ons have to be part of the Kickstarter. T-shirts is not related to a card game, but if people want one, I can throw something out on Teespring and they'll be able to get it. So those are some of the things I'm struggling with. And I know I've talked about organization of game thoughts elsewhere on my blog and on the podcast. As with anything, if you plan it out and keep it organized as you go, it makes it a lot easier. And what really frustrates me, when I was in high school, I was Mr. Super Organized with a Trapper Keeper and notes on everything. And oh my gosh, I don't know what happened, but my brain is not on track. It would be easy for me to blame my car accident where I had a concussion, but I don't think that's it, because I had that problem before the car accident. Somewhere between after high school and through the process of college and grad school, my organization suffered. I have had trouble getting back and maintaining that organization. My plan is to get my focus back on that so that I can get things done. That all goes with the downsizing, getting rid of all these loose notes everywhere. Half of them I'll be lucky to get them deciphered within a minute of picking them up. Some I may have to give up on. What do you do for organization? What are your challenges with keeping things organized? I've got tons of links on my web browser, tons of PDFs on my hard drive, tons of printouts, and physical copies of rules and supplements, and there's just so much it's hard to find. So organizing that will be a new challenge. But first, the visible challenge. What's on my desk in front of me that's distracting me from clear thought and moving forward? I encourage all of you to do the same so that your game preparation is smooth and fruitful, and that when you're ready, you can game on. So thanks again for listening, all you red shirts. Yes, you'll all get tired of me calling all of you red shirts, but after all, this is Follow Me and Die. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!